Just for Friends.
Just for Friends.
Bon Jovi.
With benefits.
Beyonce.
Red Wine.
Red Wine.
And DVD.
Galleries.
Shawshank
Redemption.
That's why I heard Sky say it.
Markets.
Must love tats.
Oh, just.
Holding a fish.
Holding a fish.
Holding a fish.
What?
Finding love.
Have you already met the person you're destined to marry? This is the story of a couple whose paths first crossed decades ago when they were both living in Darwin. They then each got on with living their own lives in different parts of the country. Dennis and Denise, yes, it's true, eventually connected with each other again after 40 years and got married. Dennis, Denise, hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Hello, Amanda.
Now, Denise, describe the moment all those decades ago when you first noticed Dennis.
It probably was when I was only 15 and my mum would go out to the Greyhounds because my dad was penciling for a bookie. And I first noticed this, well, he was a little bit older than me, of course, and he was the race caller for the Greyhounds.
This is in Darwin.
That's right.
And what struck you about him?
He was just pretty nice to look at.
And Dennis, what's your first memory of Denise back in those days?
She used to work in the office at the Hotel Darwin. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine and I used to go in and drink at the inside lounge, and you had to go past the office or the reception area, and we noticed this rather good-looking young lady in there, so we just sort of made ourselves known and didn't think much more than that. We, you know, every time we dropped in, we'd sort of wave, say hello, and that was it.
All right, so you crossed paths, but you didn't really properly meet at that time, and then each of you moved away from Darwin. Denise, what happened in the intervening years for you?
Well, I actually left after Cyclone Tracy, went to Perth, got married, had children, and then many, many years later got divorced and decided, well, you know, getting on in years, this is my life, and I've got my kids and I've got a few grandkids and I'm okay.
So, Dennis, did you get married and have a family also?
Yes, I did. I had a boy and a girl. Then I moved to Melbourne to join a multinational company, which was into 10-pin bowling. And so I travelled a bit with that. In Canberra, my wife and I, she was working, I wasn't, but I got an offer of a job up in Darwin, and so I decided to go back up to Darwin. And while I was there, I rather felt that my time in Darwin, someone needed to write a book on the days of Darwin preceding Cyclone Tracy, because Darwin was a different place then. And so I was in the process of writing the book, and I got on Facebook.
This is how you met Denise again after all these years. It was at this Facebook group called Old Darwin. Now, I think from what you've said, you weren't on this Facebook group looking for love, were you, Dennis?
No. I was actually using it to make contacts to get information about Old Darwin, pictures or whatever. And I noticed somebody come on by the name of Denise Maker. And it was interesting because I knew a coal maker in Darwin in my time. He was a champion golfer. And this will interest you, Amanda.
Yeah.
I used to do radio in Darwin as well as being a journalist.
Mm.
And so he won my Sports Person of the Year award in the 60s.
So this is this golfer, coal maker.
Yes, correct. And, of course, Denise came on and I just thought, well, I'll ask her the question, are you any relation to coal maker? And she said, yes, that's my dad. And so I'll let her take it from now because I think she deserves it.
Well, Denise, did you recognise Dennis from his Facebook profile?
Absolutely. not so much from the picture, of course, because he was a whole lot older. But yes, definitely from the name. And I knew he was like the sporting editor of the Northern Territory News and knew Dad quite well. And so, yes, I did. And sort of, I actually, when I messaged him, said, look, I've got photos that you would be interested in, because that was the one of the main things that Dennis was looking for. And I had some really good ones. Plus, I had a few nice, funny stories about, you know, what happened in the golfing days with Dad. And so once that occurred, and then it started that we sort of talked a little bit more. And
yeah, so Dennis got what he was looking for, but he got something else as well. So Denise, after you made that first connection on this Darwin Nostalgia Facebook page, you and Dennis started talking on the phone and then moving on to Skype as well, so you could see each other. Now, where was each of you living at that time?
Well, I was probably still in Forbes. I was in Forbes. But Denise was in Perth.
Right, so you were on opposite sides of the country. You're in New South Wales, she's in WA.
Yeah. Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
So were you conducting a courtship on the phone and on Skype? I mean, did things move along like that?
I think the best way to describe it is that there was a gap in our conversations for personal reasons for Denise, and she came back on after about a fortnight, 3 weeks. So I just started up the conversation, and we seemed to develop this friendship. And I thought, well, this is rather interesting. Maybe we should exchange telephone numbers. And she was agreeable to that.
Well, actually, I'm going to butt in there and I'm going to tell you the funny side to it. That, you know, it was Facebook and it was email. And then I get this email to say, I might give you a call. And I thought, because there is quite an age difference with us, I thought, oh, well, I'll humour this old guy. I'll let him have a little bit of a friendship with a younger bird and he's going to feel pretty good about it. But once we started talking on the phone, my goodness me, we couldn't put down the phone. The phone bills were skyrocketing.
Yeah, I don't know what you call a male cougar.
In Life Matters, finding love unexpectedly. It happened to Dennis and Denise Booth through a Facebook nostalgia group for people who'd lived in Darwin, having met there briefly some 40 years earlier. So, Denise, you're calling and Skyping and emailing each other. When did you actually, and where did you actually meet up face to face, and what was that like?
Well, would you believe I actually came over in the May of 2014.
So you visited
I actually
Dennis
flew over
in Forbes in New
yes,
South Wales from
I
Perth,
actually,
right?
Yeah, I actually flew over.
So you must have been keen by that stage.
I've always had a sense of adventure.
She was keen.
Well, tell me, Dennis, what it was like meeting up face to face.
Well, I think we'd settled a lot of things about what we thought of each other without having met. But I think the day that she drove down from Sydney Airport to Forbes was one of excitement on my part, certainly. I couldn't wait to get to meet her again. And when I opened the door and she'd arrived, it was like we'd known each other for years.
Denise, from your point of view, that first face-to-face meeting?
It was. It was like, I'd been sort of just not even thinking about it and moving along this great wave. And I think I got about 5Ks out of Forbes and I thought, oh my goodness, what am I doing? But then once I saw Dennis, it was like, oh, well, I'm home. That's fine. There was nothing, there was no awkwardness between us, absolutely nothing.
And Dennis, you proposed to Denise after just 6 weeks.
That's correct. And she's giggling now. She said to me, if you hadn't have proposed, I was going to ask you.
Is that right, Denise?
Absolutely.
How did you know it was right with Dennis after such a short time?
Because even though I regard myself as a very strong person, there was this thing that said, you must marry this man. I know it sounds weird, But it was this thing of you must marry this man.
Well, love's like that.
Yeah, you must marry him. There was no questions, and I was questioning myself where it was coming from. And it was a simple, well, you must marry him.
Can I just ask each of your ages now?
Yeah, that's all right. I'm fast approaching 77.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually 63.
So, Denise, is there something special about meeting someone who's, you know, who is familiar from your youth? I mean, I know you didn't really know each other all that well, but you grew up in the same place at the same time.
It really is. I think that's really been the real cement in our relationship. And plus the fact we're very like-minded people. But having that background, especially in Darwin, people understanding Darwin, it really made a huge difference. Plus people that, even though there is that age difference, people that Dennis knows, I knew or knew, you know, brothers and sisters of those people, and the places that you went to, it just is really important to have that familiarity.
Well, you recently celebrated your third wedding anniversary. Congrats on that. Dennis, what is it for you that works well in your relationship together?
Well, since we've been married, Denise has become a dog groomer. So she spends a fair bit of the day in her salon, which I might add is part of the house. It's an adjunct to the house. So it's almost like she's gone to work and I'm inside. I'm still looking at the book that I'm writing. In fact, I'm going to start another book as well. So we've got that, and we've got two delightful dogs that we look after.
But what about each other?
Well, with each other, I don't think anything's changed. We're like any couple. We have our spats. But one of the things is they're few and far between, and we get over them quickly. And I think that's a big thing. We never go to bed at night holding a grudge or anything. We laugh and all that. And I could easily say that with Denise, we get on with life and we enjoy each other.
And Denise, have you still got stuff to talk about?
Oh, Amanda, that was the wrong question, really. We, you know, Dennis's grandchildren are in Melbourne, so we try and get down there at least twice a year. Plus, we like to have little holidays here and there. We can go from here to Melbourne driving and we can talk the whole way.
And what, that's how many hours?
That's about 8 hours at least.
So you're non-stop.
Non-stop. We bought CDs originally back in 2014 thinking, well, we're going to have these long road trips. And we haven't played those CDs ever.
Denise and Dennis Booth, they crossed paths more than 40 years ago in Darwin, went on to live whole other lives with other partners and children, and then met up on the Old Darwin Facebook page and 6 weeks later decided to get married, spend the rest of their lives together. Denise and Dennis, it's great to meet you and talk to you. Thank you both.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
Thank you very much, Amanda.